Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today I will present one part of our research in Brazil, named Musculoskeletal Disorders and Risk Factors Related to the Dentist's Work. Our research, I don't have no relationship to disclose. We know that occupational health hazards are very common in many job sectors and are on increase. And the occupational disease are not only physical, psychological, and social disease, but also have economic and security impacts. When they reach a level of severity, and directly affects working capacity, leading to absence and early retirement. One common problem is the musculoskeletal disorders that are one of the most important occupational health issues in healthcare workers. It's characterized by the presence of discomfort, disability, or persistent pain, and pain in joints, muscles, tendons, and other soft parts, caused or aggravated by repeated movements and prolonged awkward or false body postures. And these disorders are an important occupational health problem in dentists, because they have to spend a large amount of time in awkward and no ergonomic positions performing repetitive and forceful tasks in a small place, the mouth. Some studies have recognized that musculoskeletal disorders contribute to reduce productivity, sick leave, and leaving the profession in dentistry. Many studies show that prevalence of musculoskeletal disorders in dentists is high, but in Brazil we have few studies focused in this profession, the dentists. Alexandre, 2011, showed that Brazilian dentists are at higher risk to develop musculoskeletal disorders, especially back pain, arthritis, tendinitis, than the general population, but also the other health professionals, such as the physicians. Regis Filho, in 2006, shows that our most frequently affected regions are shoulder and arm, wrist and hands, and the neck. And our research, this study is aimed at investigating the prevalence of musculoskeletal disorders and the relationship with social, demographic, and occupational factors among dentists in health clinics in Brazil. The study design was cross-sectional, quantitative and analytic. The sample was composed by 94 dentists who are studying some specialization in endodontics, I mean, the many areas of dentistry. We use the self-administered questionnaire with socio-demographic, health and work-related factors variables, and we use the Nordic musculoskeletal questionnaire adopted in Portuguese to use with this dentist. The data analysis was performed using SPSS version 21. This is the Nordic Musculoskeletal Questionnaire, so traditional, that you have four questions divided on 90 parts of the body that we use to evaluate musculoskeletal disorder in this sample. This first variable show the demographic characteristics. that almost 74% was female. The average age was 31 years. The majority was single, practiced some physical activity, and the body mass index is classified in normal weight. As we can see in relation to the work-related characteristics, the majority work in a private clinic, but we have 20% who works in the both private and public. The workload per day was more than 8 hours. They don't have break between the dental cares during the day. They use the right hand, and they work in some specialized area in dentistry. About the musculoskeletal disorders, 90.4% report pain at least in one part of the body. And the most attacked areas were the neck, the lower back, the upper back, and the shoulders and wrists, because of the profession. And actually in Brazil, the dentists who are in the beginning of the career have to use more than one job, and they used to work more than 8 hours per day because of the low wages in the dentistry nowadays in Brazil. And we associate the questions of the Nordic Musculoskeletal Questionnaire with the workload, and we can see it was found as a significant association between performing normal activities, the question 2, with the overworkload. The results from the present study suggest the high prevalence of musculoskeletal disorders, mainly neck and upper back of these professionals. We suggest relate with postures adopt during the clinical care, overworkload, and few breaks to relax, and the musculoskeletal disorders in the last year prevented from performing normal activities was associated with the overworkload about these professions. We thank CAPES and FAPESP for funding this research. Thank you. Sorry about my English.
No. Your English is always great.
So sorry. I'm so nervous.
Where is that?
Yeah, Victoria. Near Rio de Janeiro.
Not for you. Okay, great. And how about any questions or comments for the speaker? We have a couple of minutes. Anybody? Okay. I don't know whether you, it's a little different, but have you seen any of David Rempel's research?
Yeah,
in terms of, they've done a lot of work on dental tools and whatever, so I thought.
Dental
history, yeah. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay.